It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way, Mike, after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite, the Black Bear Studio, the Mike Francesa chair. And we are on the 10th floor here, high above Hudson Street in beautiful lower Manhattan. The two baseball teams in town continue to go in totally opposite directions. As the Yankees win again last night, Andujar with a grand slam, CC with a stellar seven innings, and the Yankees win to go 21 games over 500. The Mets, on the other hand, continue to go the other way. They get three crummy hits against, you know, Alex Cobb, who's at about a 20 ERA. They score one stupid run. They lose again. They're on their way to getting...
Stupid run? It was a marvelous run.
Marvelous.
When Batista hit that ball, I thought it was gone.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, it was gone.
I'm an idiot.
I know. Into Mancini's glove. Anyway, the disgrace that is the Mets continues at Citi Field where they can't score runs. I'm telling you, there's an ancient burial ground under Citi Field that prevents them from ever winning. They're on their way to getting swept on this homestand in what will be just, if you are a Met fan, I'm telling you, if you're a Met fan, honestly, do yourself a favor. Go away for the weekend. Go somewhere. Don't pay any attention to the disaster that we will see this weekend at Citi Field.
Just remember this.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's going to be a disaster.
No, you're probably right. You've been right about everything so far in this homestand.
Everything.
The Mets,
doesn't take a brain surgeon.
The Mets never really beat the Yankees when you think about it in the history of the Subway Series. But when they do, they tend to beat them in years in which they're terrible.
Right.
That tends
is true.
To be the case.
That is, you know, that's a great point.
Which makes it mean nothing. Because I remember when the Mets swept the Yankees a few years ago in the 2-2. They went 4-0 against the Yankees. And Met fans, they're going nuts. Oh, my God, we swept the Yankees. What annoyed me is the Mets was still under 500 even after they did it.
Right.
And once that series is over, well, where are you? And so that's why you never know what will happen in a 3-game series. You never know. You just don't know what's going to happen. But right now, you've got the beat rolling on, like you said.
Oh.
The Mets can't score runs. They're actually getting adequate starting pitching. Jason Vargas did a pretty good job after running into trouble.
And Lugo was tremendous.
He was. He's found himself a niche out of that bullpen. And give Seth
Even
Lugo
Swarzak
credit.
Even Swarzak had a clean inning. How about that? We saw Swarzak pitch.
He walked the guy, so it wasn't completely clean, but
maybe
it was all right.
Cleaning, he didn't score or give up a run.
Okay,
I call that clean.
You're right.
No runs, bullpen, clean.
You're right. I'm nitpicking a little bit.
I understand.
But Vargas actually settles in and gives him a quality performance, and this pathetic, putrid offense.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you something. You may not be wrong about Indian burial grounds
what
have you. But sometimes when we talk about curses.
Maybe it's a stench from the chop shops.
Well, a lot of them are gone.
I know that. No, I know.
Every time I go to a city, there's fewer and fewer chop shops.
I understand, but there is a lingering, you know.
But I've said this about the Knicks, and I want to say this about the Mets and about the Cubs in the past. When we talk about curses and this and that, that's just an excuse for inept management. That's an excuse. Mm-hmm. The management has been inept. This general manager, this ownership group, has been inept because Jay Bruce, who had a fine year last year, which shouldn't have been a surprise, it was a contract year, has been nothing short of awful.
Terrible. He did get two hits last night.
Great.
But you think he'll ever hit another home run again?
Well, no, and that's the problem. Jay Bruce isn't paid to bloop a single in the center field.
No. Nope.
He's paid to hit one 400 feet. The guy's on pace to hit 9 home runs this season.
Unbelievable.
So, Todd Frazier, everybody loves him with his salt shaker. He's got a great personality.
No, but we haven't seen many salt shakers lately.
No, I haven't seen one in a while.
I know.
I lost a salt shaker.
Yeah.
But that personality means nothing if you're not going to hit. I know it was his first game back. I don't want to kill him. And I don't want to kill his Drubal Cabrera, who's cooled off.
Right.
That was the reality.
Right.
We knew that was going to happen.
For his last 23.
But I think what you're seeing with the fact the Mets have been the worst team in baseball since the 11-1 start. Can you believe they were 11-1?
No, it's unbelievable.
How is it even possible?
How was it possible? But how did this team win 9 games in a row?
Who knows?
Can you tell me that?
I don't know.
But how did they do that?
But what we're seeing is that this is a terribly constructed baseball team, and that the idea of signing veteran Band-Aids is not the way to win. Even with good starting pitching, because we're seeing good starting pitching, and they're still losing every damn night.
They can't win. What's the ERA of the starters? It's under 3 for, like, the last how many games? And they won, you know, I think they're now 5-12 over their last 17 games. It's terrible. They got the lowest OP. Here's the other thing. They can't win in this ballpark. I continue to throw this out there. We see this. It's getting worse and worse and worse. They don't hit at home. They don't play well at home. They have the lowest OPS in all the National League at home. They've lost, what, 7 consecutive games at home now. How many games were they? 6 games under 500 at Citi Field now? It's absurd. It's absurd.
They're 12
and 18
at home
in this ballpark.
I'll give you another number which has been talked about, and that's the production from the cleanup spot.
Oh, my God. I know. It's the worst in baseball.
I think, and I could be wrong, but, Ernie, you should look it up just for fun.
No, it's horrific.
I bet the Yankees have gotten more production out of the 9 spot in their lineup than the Mets have gotten from the cleanup spot in their lineup.
Yeah, I think they've hit 1 home run out of the cleanup
spot. Then I know the Yankees have gotten more
production
out of the 9 spot.
Something like that.
That just shows
it's
you.
It's disgraceful.
And they're a mess. And here's the problem. You know, you talk about not watching the Subway Series. Here's why, if you're a Met fan, maybe you should watch the Subway Series. A, it's baseball. You never know. Maybe they'll win. And B, once the Subway Series is over, they're going to be completely and utterly irrelevant.
Yep. They're pretty much irrelevant now.
We can't sit here every day talking about how bad they are, because they're bad. And that's it. And we all just have to move on from how bad they are. It doesn't mean we're not going to watch. But we can't do it every single day because they stink. The reality is what it is.
It's very difficult watching these games. You know, watching that game last night when they had second and third with nobody out, down 2-0 after Plawecki hits that double, and Batista did not, you know, hit a sac fly and only 1 run scored. I said, that's it. They're going to lose. I had no confidence that, I forget who was up after him. I think it was Rosario.
Yeah.
Was going to get a big hit. To get the run in, and there was no way. And then they had that second chance, and then the 8th inning, they got 1st and 2nd, and it's Drubal, and it's hard to kill him because he kind of carried the team for a while. He hits into a double play. The game's over.
And remember,
and the 9th inning was a joke.
They
were done in like 4 pitches.
Well, Brad Brock.
Oh, my
got
God. Brad
2 outs.
Brock, stop.
He got 2 outs on 3 pitches.
Yeah.
Then Jay Bruce worked a walk. Let's all have a party.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then Kevin Plawecki popped up in a foul territory.
That's what it was.
But when you go back to the 8th inning, the Mets had given a base runner. They had given an inning by the inept Orioles.
Right.
That error by Danny Valencia.
When Nimmo lays the bunt down.
And it was a terrible bunt. I mean,
it was a good idea, but it was a terrible bunt.
Yeah, good idea. It didn't work.
Right.
But it worked
it
only
work.
In that Valencia threw it away.
Right.
So here is a bad baseball team. They came in 17-41. The Orioles came in.
7 straight losses, though.
7 straight losses. You know what their record on the road was till last night? 7-23.
Wow.
7-23.
It's almost as bad as the Mets record at home. Almost.
Well, almost, yeah. Feels that way, but not quite. The Orioles are a really, really, really bad baseball team. That's what they lost to last night. And this really, really bad baseball team gave them that opportunity in the 8th inning, and as Drubal Cabrera just gave it right back by bouncing into a double play.
Yep.
They're just pathetic all the way around.
Pathetic.
And on the other side, you've got the Yankees.
Oh,
and
my God. They're the complete polar opposite of what the Mets are.
Well, there's a bunch of things to take from last night. Number one, the fact that CeCe Sabathia continues to be that stopper. Not that a 1-game losing streak is a losing streak. When you lose the second game of a doubleheader, it's tough to think it's a stopping moment.
The number is, since last year, he's 10-0 with an ERA under 3 in games after Yankee losses.
Yeah, it's incredible.
He's been unbelievable.
When the Yankees lose, you want CeCe Sabathia on the mound the next day.
Yep.
He was incredibly efficient. He made the 2 mistakes, the home runs. Hernandez, this kid Hernandez, the stats on him against the Yankees are unbelievable. He has now hit, you ready for this? 6 home runs in 11 games against the New York Yankees. And in his
How do you
last,
say his first name? Teoscar?
Oh, Teoscar.
Something like that.
But he almost hit, I think it was against Robertson in the 8th inning. He almost hit another home run against the Yankees. So Teoscar Hernandez has become, in a very small sample size, a Yankee killer. Mm. But it didn't matter.
Yep.
And it didn't matter because the Yankees got just enough offense, led by Miguel and Duhar.
Yep.
Hitting what was just an absolute shot of a Grand Slam home run.
No doubt.
It was 450 feet of just monster as he hit the Grand Slam. And then give Aaron Hicks credit. He broke the game open.
He did.
After Pilar hit the home run to make it 4-2. And think about this with the Yankees. They're on pace to win 110 games. The Red Sox are on pace to win 111 games. They're doing that despite the fact that Giancarlo is still underperformed.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Sanchez is hitting 202.
Yep.
Didi has done nothing for a month and a half.
Yep.
And yet here they are. Aaron Judge had that huge strikeout game the other day. Didn't play yesterday. No big deal.
Right.
Despite all of that, they're on pace to win 110 games.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, just look at the. I mean, it's ridiculous how loaded this team is. Gleyber Torres, Miguel Andujar, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, like I said, even though he's only hitting 202. Gene Colley's having a terrible year. He still has like 14 home runs. I mean, it's you know, Greg Bird, when he plays, he hits home runs. Let's be honest. When he plays, he hits home runs. Romine's batting 370. We could go on and on with this team. What they've gotten from the other Austin. What's his name?
Tyler Austin.
Tyler Austin. I mean, what they've gotten from it's unbelievable.
He's cooled off, by the
way. He has, but they've been getting it right. Okay, fine. But he gave you something.
Oh, no, he was
whereas
fine.
When one guy goes cold, somebody else is picking it up.
Well, I think that's
it's amazing.
I think you hit
with
on
this
it.
Team.
Even though, and I think that's how they've been able to overcome this, that even though when you look at a lot of the individual numbers, I think there's a lot of guys on this team not having the kind of years we expected. The reason they've been able to overcome it so successfully is exactly what you said. That, okay, Greg Bird's out. Tyler Austin's hot for a while.
That's it.
Didi carries him in April.
Yep.
Just carries them.
Yep.
So you've had, and now Brett Gardner, he only had one hit last night, but you could tell Brett Gardner's hot.
Right.
Now, when Brett Gardner, every out he makes now is a line drive.
Right.
It's a
hard
hit ground ball. You can tell Brett, I mean, he's already raised his average to 260. He was around the Mendoza line not that long ago.
Right.
So you can see he's getting hot. That's what they've done. They've all been able to pick each other up. You know, Gleyber Torres has cooled off a little bit. He's under 300. Miguel Andujar hits a grand slam, has two more hits.
That's unbelievable.
So I think you've hit on it. And the bad news from yesterday.
I think he's over 300, too. Now, was he about 305?
305 for
something
Andujar.
Like
the bad news from yesterday is Jordan Montgomery. And
Tommy John.
It's a shame because he suffers the strain. We hear, he's MRI is clean in that he doesn't need Tommy John. It's going to take 6 to 8 weeks. Okay, now he's starting to throw the baseball. He's throwing the baseball. He's on his way back. He can be a big factor for this team. And then it felt like he got slapped in the face out of nowhere. Because out of absolute nowhere, you hear Jordan Montgomery needs Tommy John surgery. There was no warning. You know, if this was announced right after he left that start after one inning, you'd say, you felt it was coming. But you almost got teased, and he was certainly teased, that, he's okay.
Right,
he's coming back in 6 to 8 weeks. He's throwing. And then, Ernie, when you saw that on Twitter yesterday, wasn't it not like, did I read this right? Where the hell did this come from?
It came out of nowhere.
Ernie thought he was reading like a Met report.
Well, it felt like a Met injury,
yeah,
and that the guy's okay, and then all of a sudden he's out for a year and a half.
Exactly.
And let that be a reminder that, and the Mets deserve no benefit of the doubt, and the Yankees do to a degree. This exact situation happens with the Mets. We are killing everybody.
Everybody.
It happens to the Yankees, and our response is, boy, you feel bad for the kid.
Right, that's it.
Because that's what you feel bad for.
Right,
are the Yankees going to be fine? Yeah, because the Yankees are going to go out and add somebody.
Yep.
But what you feel terrible for is that here is Jordan Montgomery. When he pitched last year and in the small sample size this year, you saw such great potential with this kid. Not only is he done this year, there's a very good chance we're not going to see him in 2019. This kid has just lost a year and a half off of his career. Now, the good news for him, get the Tommy John out of the way. A lot of guys have Tommy John surgery. Jacob deGrom had Tommy John surgery years ago.
Yeah, seemed like everybody's had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
Yep.
It just really stinks for this kid that here he had a chance. Because let's face it, Herman he's been okay at times. Overall, he hasn't been great. He has a live arm. He's had flashes, but overall, he has not been great as the fifth starter. So Montgomery was going to take his spot back unless they went out and made the trade relatively soon. Jordan Montgomery was going to have an opportunity to contribute on a team that could win 105 games. And now it's gone.
Yep.
And now it's gone next year. And who knows what the Yankees look like in 2020 when Madison Bumgarner's in this rotation.
Oh, my God.
And, you know,
pitch
God knows, Jacob deGrom's in the rotation. I'm just kidding.
Stop that.
Bumgarner was pretty good yesterday. Pitched 6 innings for the Giants.
I know. They lost, but yeah.
They did. So it's a shame for Montgomery. But what it does is it just reminds you something that you've said since March that's obvious. They're going to add a pitcher, maybe two.
No question about it. There's no doubt.
The only question is who. And clearly off the top, Cole Hamels just is logical. He makes sense because he's on a team that's not going anywhere. One of the biggest issues when trying to figure out who you're trading for is you've got to look at the standings and you've got to determine what team is saying we're done. What team is done? The Texas Rangers are 13.5 games out of first place. They're done.
Right.
Okay, the White Sox are done. Great. Who on their rotation do you want?
The Mets are done.
The Mets are done, but they're not trading their two big guys.
The Orioles are done.
Well, who do you want? Alex Cobb? Maybe the Yankees. Is that where you want to go?
No, not really. I'm just telling you, done teams.
Exactly.
And most
done teams.
Miami's done. Nobody on that team.
That's the problem. Most of these done teams don't have anybody. Cincinnati's done. What do you want, Matt Harvey? San Diego's done. What do you want, Clayton Richard? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Right.
So the Rangers are one of the few teams that you can done here in June, and there is a guy that jumps out at you.
Right.
On those other teams, there isn't any. I mean, it's real stretches. If you're selling yourself on Clayton Richard, you're selling yourself. You know what I mean? You're not.
No, I understand.
What? That's what you want?
Don't believe me. The Yankees will come up with somebody that will say, how did they pull that one off?
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
Yeah, and that's why you got to look at these teams that are just not going anywhere. The problem with the Giants, when people mention Bumgarner, and I've mentioned Bumgarner in the past, it's the caveat of, well, they're out of it. Well, the Giants are 2.5 games out of first place. They're not out of it.
Nope.
So if you're a Yankee fan, should you root for the Giants to go lose 10 in a row? Sure. Go root for them to fall out of it. But even then, we don't know if they're going to trade Bumgarner. But if you look at the National League, forget the Mets for a second because I don't think the Mets are trading their guys. Miami, Cincinnati, San Diego. We'll say Pittsburgh because I don't think they're any good. Okay, so we'll include Pittsburgh. Is there a starting pitcher on any of those teams that as a Yankee fan you'd want?
No.
Okay. You look at the American League. I think Oakland's actually halfway decent, but maybe they trade a guy. Maybe they trade a young lefty like Sean Manaea. Okay, that's nice, but that's not winning you a championship. That's more thinking about the future. The Orioles? What do you want from the Orioles? Like you mentioned, Alex Cobb, Dylan Bundy?
Right.
What are we looking at here? The Blue Jays? J-Hap, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, though.
He's not
though,
bad. J-Hap. Well, he's a pro anyway.
He's okay.
He's a pro.
Ernie mentions Tyson Ross. Seriously?
He's not terrible.
Yeah, but we're talking about fifth starters.
I know, but for the guys we're talking about, he's not awful.
No, you can add a guy like that if you just don't want to see Herman every fifth day or you want pitching depth because the Yankees have to play all those doubleheaders. But if we're talking about making a difference in the postseason, because let's face it, let's all speak real here. The New York Yankees are playing a 163rd game.
No question. That is just a matter of will they beat a wild card game or right to the division series.
That's it, man.
That's it. They are playing. They will be in the playoffs.
No doubt about it.
No question.
Because right now they are, let's see, 10 games better than the third place wild card team, which means they are running away with a playoff spot. So any move you make is mostly eyeing that. You're eyeing October more so than even getting to October.
Yep.
Because the only race you're going to be involved in is this mega race with the Red Sox. And, my God, it's a mega race.
Yeah, no question.
These teams don't lose.
Nope.
And I know they're going to cool off. I understand that. But, again, the Red Sox are on pace to win 112 games. The Yankees are on pace to win 111 games.
Unbelievable.
What the hell is going on?
And, really, you need to win that division. You don't want to put yourself in a 110-win team to play a one-game playoff, like you said, against a team that wins maybe 90 games.
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing that.
And right now, and I don't buy it, I admit, I do not buy the Mariners. I give them a lot of credit.
They're playing well.
They beat up the Astros last night. They bombed Dallas Keuchel. They've won 5 in a row.
He's really fallen.
Huh? He's had a bad year. Yes, he has. The Mariners are 3 games up on the Astros in the loss column. So right now, the Astros are the team you'd play in a wild card game.
Yeah.
Justin
Verlander in a one-game crapshoot.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Now, with that said, they're going to win that division.
You would think so.
I'm still confident about
that. I would agree with that. I agree.
I give the Mariners a lot of credit, especially with the adversity they're dealing with. The Robinson Cano thing. They've dealt with injuries. Felix Hernandez is not Felix Hernandez. He's just not. He's not the same guy. But the Astros are going to win that division. At least I think they're going to win that division. I mean,
we'll see.
Baseball's a crazy game.
It is only June 5th or 6th or whatever it is. So it's a long, long, long way to go.
Indeed.
Now, before we go to break, we will hear John Sterling's call of the Miguel Andujar Grand Slam.
Bases loaded, no one out. Andujar, 1-for-2. Pitch swung on. There goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a Grand Slam. The do can do. And getting Miggy with it. He Grand Slams deep to left. and the Yankees down 1-0 now take a 4-1 lead.
Get Miggy with it.
Get the Miggy. The Duke can do.
And do can do.